breathe. I can't breathe. Ow, 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 ow.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I have been approached by Adele's people, not Adele, to do a duet. I think it's going to work out pretty good for us.
Best of luck to you.
What we're trying to decide now is who gets how much mic time. So that's where we're at right now. I'm sure you've noticed it's been cold outside. Really? If you hadn't noticed where you've been. Look, the spring is going to be a few weeks. The cold weather can do damage to your plumbing systems at home or at work. If that happens, there's one phone call. It's Roto-Rooter. They have a person right now, real person right now, ready to answer your phone calls 24-7. This is their busiest time of year, 24-7, 365. So your problem is their problem. Let them take care of your plumbing headache. If it's frozen pipes, if it's septic tank issues, they're there for you. Family owned and serving the upstate and western North Carolina. They've been around for many years. Take it from me. I've done it. I've called them before. They were awesome at my home. In the middle of the day or the cold of night, reach out to Roto-Rooter. 288-7686. 288-7686. Rotorooter.com. Rotorooter.com. Remember, Roto-Rooter, that's the name. And away go troubles down the drain. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Snow, closed schools, maybe icy conditions. Please take a chance to be very careful on your way in this morning. Are you in a good mood or bad mood over there? How are you doing over there? You get your toboggan on?
I'm fine. I'm good to go.
I'm going to put you in a little better mood.
What do you got?
Tiger Woods sent out a tweet yesterday.
Oh, what did he say?
About his new TaylorMade driver.
Yeah.
And how it's helped him on his misses. And not women, not the misses, but the times he misses the driver. And a little bit of it is marketing, but I believe when he talks about it and talking about how much he's tested it. Looking forward to it.
I just keep seeing quotes from players leaking out about how he looks. It's setting expectations.
But we're 8 days away.
Yeah. We need to get your boy Andrew on here.
I know.
Where has he been?
We've been tweeting a little bit or texting a little bit lately. He was excited about football. He was disappointed in basketball last night. But, man, I'm awfully excited about that.
I miss his piping hot takes.
Yeah.
Little tots.
We'll get him back in there. North Carolina 87, Clemson 79 last night. Tar Heels jumped out to a 15-point halftime lead. Clemson made 15 out of 16 shots. Was it 15 out of 16 at one time in the second half?
I believe that was where you started the second half at.
And found a way to claw back into it, crawl within two. North Carolina pulled away late. Clemson falls to 15 and let me see what the Tigers are now. Make sure I'm not saying this. Oh, I've got their predicted schedule up. 15 and 3. 4-2 in the ACC. Fell to ninth in the RPI. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Before we get to Chad, one more quick thing. Arizona signed Kevin Sumlin to a 4-year contract. $11 million in that contract. In the next 8 days now, Texas A&M has to pay a lump sum to Kevin Sumlin.
Yeah, you know how much that puppy is?
$10.5 million.
Woo, mama!
Man, that guy won the lottery right there.
Listen, can you imagine waking up in the morning? You get the credit alerts have been posted to your account, the direct deposit. You wake up, pull up the old app on the old iPhone. Just a cool 10.4 put into the account.
You think like he checks it a couple times during the day. He's like, oh, not in there yet, not in there yet, not in there yet. Oh, it's in there.
You get that. Call Arizona. Boys, I'm not coming. Hang it up.
10.5, you wouldn't come.
No.
You disappear. No.
Oh, God.
You'd be saint somewhere.
I'd take me, the old lady, and the puppy, and we're sitting on a beach sipping freaking pina coladas by 3 this afternoon.
Really?
There's no doubt about it.
You'd forget about us little folk.
Let me be as clear as I can about this. Yeah. You would never see me again.
Really?
10-4? Bye. Bye. I'll send you a Christmas card.
I might can raise it in order if you promise you can. Let me see what I can do. I can put something on it. How about that?
Dude,
put something on it.
Oh, gone.
Are you shocked Clemson and South Carolina not ranked in the D1 baseball poll?
Yes. Not shocked, actually, because Clemson is... who's gonna pitch?
I don't know that, but goodness gracious, that lineup, I would have thought it had been ranked at somewhere in there, right? Somewhere in there. I don't know. Let me give you the poll before I get to Chad. This is the latest preseason D1 baseball poll. Florida, number one. Boy, Kevin Sumlin has a really good ball club down there. Oregon State, 2. Texas Tech, 3. Arkansas, 4. Florida State, 5. 6 through 10 is North Carolina, TCU. Kentucky, 8. Ole Miss, 9. Texas A&M, 10. 11 is UCLA, followed by Mississippi State, Stanford, Vanderbilt, and Louisville. LSU is 16, followed by Cal State Fullerton, Dallas Baptist, Virginia, South Alabama is 20, followed by Texas, West Virginia, Indiana, Houston, and Duke. Duke's ranked ahead of Clemson? Come on.
Not a good look. Not good for the brand.
SEC, Florida 1, Arkansas 4, Kentucky 8, A&M 10, Mississippi State 12, Vanderbilt 14, LSU 16. 7 of the top 16 teams, and nobody outside of that. In the ACC, you have Florida State 5, North Carolina 6, let's see, Louisville 15, Virginia 19, and Duke 25. 5 top 25 teams there. Can be better than Duke, don't we? Someone forget to put the vote in there? I'll take us over Duke. Put it this way, in the year one of Mark Kingston, that's not good to have 7 teams ranked ahead of. You don't want to finish 8th in the SEC starting things out. And I think Miami Elite's club is going to slug its way to at least higher than 5th in the ACC, I hope. Our Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. Chad checks in from Columbia. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Doing well, Mick. Hey, you're talking about Kevin Sumlin real quick. I'm sure this is a topic for another day, but you know, if you were friends with, you know, a bunch of assistant football coaches in, you know, Power 5, Mickey, there's a great likelihood, even if you were friends with attorneys and surgeons and, business owners, et cetera, there'd be a great likelihood that your friends that were assistant football coaches would be the richest people you know.
Yeah.
And that's just, if you think about it, man, that's crazy. Yeah. I mean, I'm on the way to a case now, and the surgeon that I'm going to be with, I mean, you know, he didn't make Jeff Scott money or Tony Elliott money. You know what I'm saying? It's just unbelievable. But anyways, Mick, talking about South Carolina, you know, so, Mickey, do you think if you added up the scores for the 2018 game, okay, and then the 2017 to 2016 games, where do you think they get to 28? That means do you think they'll score 11 points on us this season?
I think that's pretty close to the over-under. I think in Death Valley with that defensive line, that front 7. I don't think they score 14.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't either. And so another question I got for you, Mickey, is how high would you have gone with Zach and that thing, which I like, by the way? Would you have gone to 24.5? Because I would. Would you go to 28.5?
I would tell you that, Chad, but I don't want to rub Zach's nose in it. 14.5 is what he's got.
Yeah, how high would you have gone?
You don't want to know how high I would have gone.
All right.
I would have gone at least 28.5, maybe 31.5. But last thing for you, Mitch. So last night we're do men's night at this Wing Place Bar in Columbia. And so Angelo and I are only Clemson fans. And so we walk in, and Angelo and I walk in about 7:05 or, you know, right at tip off. And I mean, the dudes are all wearing baby blue, you know, Carolina blue, like golf shirts or button downs. And these are Gamecock fans. And I'm just like, probably the biggest home game of the season, you know, at 9. And y'all are wearing, you know, North Carolina stuff. But it was like, we're talking about Wilkins and all those guys coming back. And one thing I told him was, I think Hyatt, Farrell, Wilkins, and Bryant all coming back improves their chances of maybe beating us in 2019. And I know that's 2 years away, Mickey, but what I mean by that is this. They had no chance to beat us in 2018, regardless if everybody left or not. Okay, so they wasn't going to beat us at home no matter what in 2018 under any circumstance. But in 2019, we're going to be replacing so many guys, and because Hyatt and all these defensive linemen come back, whoever's going to be our left tackle in 2019, whoever's going to be our starting defensive ends in 2019.
Hold on. You mean Jackson Carman and Xavier Thomas, 2 5-stars?
Yeah. What I'm saying, Mickey, that at least improves their chances, right? Because they're not going to play quite as much as they would have if everybody left in 2018. Because if everybody left in 2018 or left, there's no chance they're beating us in 2019 either, like zero chance. And so I still think there's little to no chance, but I think everybody coming back at least improves their chances due to those kids aren't going to be quite as experienced as they were if, you know, Hyatt, Farrell, Bryant, Wilkins, all of them left. Am I crazy about that? And I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, Chad. I appreciate the phone call. If that game was played in September, maybe. But by that time, don't you think, let me look at what the depth chart could look like. You ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right. Here's what the depth chart for Clemson could look like without knowing what freshmen will be there in 2019. Not all freshmen in 2018, but Trevor Lawrence is going to be a quarterback, right, in 2019? Him or Hunter Johnson.
That is correct.
ETN will be there. Fisher will be there.
Junior year, yep.
Higgins at wide receiver with Amari Rodgers, Darren Kendrick.
Justin Ross.
Maybe Justin Ross, DeAndre Overton, and Cornell Powell, TJ Chase. Pretty good wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Your tight end, I'll go maybe Galloway, maybe Garrett Williams. Will Garrett Williams be back? Your left tackle will be Carmen. We could do this. Ankrum would be at left tackle. Pollard be right tackle. Carmen would be one of your guards, and Simpson be one of your guards. Cervinka be your center. Pretty good offensive line. Your defense, Xavier Thomas will be one of your ends. KJ Henry will be one of your ends. I don't think Dexter Lawrence will be back, but Jordan Williams will be one of your tackles, and
Josh Belk,
Niles Pinckney,
Huggins.
Huggins is a senior this year coming up.
Is he a senior?
He needs to redshirt.
I'm not going to redshirt him as a senior.
I don't know, man. Get him in playing time. Anyway, your linebackers, Trey Lamar, Skalski, Chad Smith, Mike Jones, those guys. Your defensive backs would be A.J. Terrell, Trayvon Mullen, depending on who goes pro early, Williams, McMichael. Your secondary, you got Wallace and Johnson and Muse and Simmons. I don't know. I don't think that's – and especially by the time November rolls around. Here, I'm trying to predict games in November 2019 right now, you know.
Yeah, goodness gracious.
But you see the point. They're not. You're replacing those guys. The reason that you are the way you are is because you're replacing those guys with 5 stars. With 4 stars. Let's see if I'm right by saying this. I had a blog questions come out later today, and just the 4 and 5 stars on the defensive line right now, 4 stars, Farrell, Bryant, Huggins, Pinckney, Kelly, Williams, Foster, Masco, 5 stars, Wilkins, Lawrence, Thomas, and Henry. That's 12 4 and 5 stars on the defensive line alone. Larry Williams had a great tweet yesterday. Let me find this because this is very interesting to me about the number of 5 stars that Clemson has signed in recent years. Let me find the exact numbers on here because I don't want to mislead you on. I think it was a tweet for sure about Clemson compared to the rest of the ACC. You ready for this now?
Mm-hmm.
Since 2008. Clemson has signed 11, and if we get Justin Ross, 12. I'm sorry. This year, Clemson will have 11 or 12 Rivals.com 5 stars on his 2018 roster, right? Either 11 or 12. Since 2008, Wake Forest, Boston College, Syracuse, Duke, Georgia Tech, Louisville, Virginia Tech, NC State, Pittsburgh, North Carolina, and Virginia have combined to sign 9. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11 of the ACC schools since 2008 have combined to sign 9 5-stars. Clemson is going to have 11 or 12 on their roster in 2018.
I mean, I like it. No. What do you want me to say? We've recruited an unbelievable level.
Unbelievable level.
I feel good about the team for years and years going forward.
Not sure it's going to stop anytime soon either. Just interesting stuff, brother. Very, very, very interesting stuff. Our telephone number is 654-ROY. We'd love to hear from you after a break. That's our Northland Communication phone line, our text line 986-1566 on our healthcare text line, our Twitter at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24. Do some Twitter. You got to hold me more accountable to do more Twitter. We'll do that coming up in the next segment. No Sam Blackman this week. We'll get back with Sammy next week. I told Sammy next week I want to start a Ring of Honor a few weeks where Fred Cone, we'll start Fred Cone next week and do all the guys in the Ring of Honor, kind of give us an update of who they were and how they got there and some highlights, some of the careers. We'll start that next week with Fred Cone. Looking forward to hearing more about the Clemson, former Clemson running back from Pineapple, Alabama. I always thought Pineapple, Alabama was pineapple, but it's actually pine apple.
There's a space.
Yeah. At least according to the interstate signs I saw, I didn't know where pineapple was till I drove through there going to New Orleans the other day. My friends, Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Mark Hawkins, Amanda McCall. I talk to friends of theirs fairly often, and they keep saying, I mean, A, they're doing great with the great people. They remind me of what kind of fathers and wives and husbands and moms these people are, and how involved they are in the community, and just who these people are, which is great. If I went on an 800 company or a .com company across the country and got one of these other people out there, I don't know who these people are. I don't know how involved they are. I don't know anything about them. That's just a sheer numbers thing. Well, I can put this worry aside to you. They're not going to get beat on a rate. Their rates are phenomenal. On top of that, they're going to explain things to you, structure things to you, get to know you, your family, your family's needs, and really structure that loan to exactly what you're looking for, to exactly what you might not even know. I tell you this, when I did a remodeling of my home, I didn't know we could do the loan the way that we did it, but we did it best to suit me and Meredith and our financial situation. As a result, we have a beautiful home now. To great friends at Prime Lending. Get in touch with them. Start the process today. Just introduce yourself with them and see what, you know, see if they might be able to help you. Buying, refinancing, or remodeling. It's our great friends at PrimeLendingSC.com. Take a short break. We'll come back. Phone lines, text, tweets, more right after this.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the material handling industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for 5 consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Bill collectors, are they calling, making threats? What is the truth? Don't be afraid. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait for them to sue you. Call me, Robert King. I will listen to you, and together we will look for a calm, clear, thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code.
A need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
Hey folks, Qualk here. I want to talk to you about keeping those New Year's resolutions for real this year and how you can do it with Harrys.com. Want your resolutions to save more money, maybe spend less money? Don't cut out any luxuries you love. Just shave with Harry's. It's high quality for less money. That's an easy answer. What about taking better physical care of yourself? Well, Harry's products have won countless grooming awards, and they'll keep you looking and feeling great. Trust me, I've used Harry's for years. It's an unbelievable shave for an amazing cost. The trial set of Harry's includes everything you need for a close, comfortable shave this new year. The weighted ergonomic handle, the 5 precision engineer blades, the lubricating strip and trimmer blade, the rich lathering shave gel, the convenient travel blade cover. They're so confident you're going to love their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. And plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to Harrys.com right now. Enter code OOB at checkout to get their soothing post-shave balm, also free. That's Harrys.com, code OOB, and have a happy new year.
South Carolina driver's licenses and IDs are changing. You will need to change your card to a federally approved Real ID to use it for air travel and access to federal facilities. All of the following must be true for you to be eligible to buy a Real ID license online. Required documents on file with the SCDMV, driving privileges in good standing, and a regular Class D, E, F, M, or any combination of the four license, and a U.S. citizen. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about changing your card. Start the process now and save time later.
First Team Sports has the all-new 2018 baseball and softball equipment. Easton, Rawlings, DeMarini, Mizuno, and more. There's no risk of buying something and it not being exactly as you want because they have an in-house batting cage to try out bats and gloves to get that perfect true custom fit. First Team Sports is the place to get your Letterman jackets because they can customize for any school or team. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 268-6227.
You know Joe's New York Pizza is all about the sauce because I've told you so. Here's the thing, people. They have outrageous wings as well. They're not fried. And if you're up to the task, you can even get them with Cajun Asian sauce. Their meatballs and marinara come with their famous garlic knots. And remember, if you have certain food allergies, Joe's offers gluten-free. Joe's has delivery, and they're great for fundraisers. And the Clemson location caters with two locations in Seneca and Clemson. Joe's New York Pizza.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing. They go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Friends at Canty want to tell you about what they do and how they do it. It's Canty Foundation, the foundation company that does an awesome job, man. And I mean awesome job of taking care of you and looking at your home and saving, many times, saving your home, saving your business. So it's for friends at Canty Foundation. They could, if you got cracks in your brick or mortar or around your home anywhere, or chimneys that might be pulling away from the home, or uneven or sloping floors, or, you know, one of the signs that I never really knew about is if you have doors and windows that become sticker jammed, and you say, well, that might be a door, it might be, who knows, it might be the expansion or heating or cooling or some of that stuff, but it could be your foundation. For a free quote from the folks with quality products and proven services and professional experience, go to CantyCanFixIt.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Hey, just a quick question, Zach. Who are you buying in college football? Let me ask you, you're buying Alabama right now. Let's go SEC. You're buying Georgia right now.
Yeah, I guess.
You're buying Auburn right now. Auburn lost an awful lot, man.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm buying Auburn right now.
I can buy it for the beginning of next season. Sure. I'm an optimistic guy.
You got both those running backs going? I don't know. You buying LSU right now?
No. Never buy LSU.
You know, a texter just texted in saying, tells me how great the ACC is. Stop dogging the SEC meat grinder. Jimmy in Greenville says that. Well, Jimmy, I just want to know. Text me back, Jimmy, right now. Who in the SEC are you buying right now? Alabama and Georgia. Tell me the third team in the league that you're really buying right now. Give me that one. In the ACC, you're buying Clemson, right?
Yes.
I'm buying Miami. Miami returns 8 starters on offense, 9 on defense, 1 on special teams.
Okay.
They're recruited. They're in the top 5 in recruiting right now. I'm buying Miami. By the way, I'm buying Washington for next year.
Washington?
Yeah, didn't realize it, but the quarterback comes back. They got 7 on offense, 9 on defense.
Is the shoulder going to be all right?
Yeah, I got to think Jake Brown's shoulder by then will be okay. But I'm buying Washington now, getting back to where they got. I'm not quite buying. I'm buying Virginia Tech a little bit as a mid-teens team.
Both those Edmund boys, they played well up there.
Yeah. Met their dad, Farrell Edmonds. I saw Farrell Edmonds catch touchdowns against Clemson. And I was like, never thought the guy. He's huge, by the way, played in the NFL. Outside of that, Florida State I'm not buying yet. But Virginia Tech I am. Look, I don't have to buy the ACC or the SEC. I buy Clemson and Alabama, and that's it. I think it's clear after what we saw after the early entries and what we'll continue to see here with the recruiting coming in is that I think Clemson and Alabama, I think Ohio State's going to be third in these polls. I think it's pretty clear you got two teams. Tom Greenwood said Miami. He goes, when did Washington get in the ACC? See, Ty, if you cleaned out the wax in your ears, you'd understand. I said, oh, by the way, I'm also buying Washington. But then I got back to the ACC. I know it's hard to follow a conversation, Ty. So maybe our signal's not great in Greenwood.
Whoa.
But the thought wasn't about the ACC. The thought was about, it just crossed my mind. I was going down to top 25 and Browning crossed my mind because he did come back. That was news this week that he came back. So maybe the signal's bad there. Or maybe you hear what you want to hear. Or maybe you're still excited about a women's basketball score somewhere. I don't know. Can't really help that. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. In college football news, Herb Hand is leaving Auburn as the offensive line coach. He's going to Texas. This is a interesting here locally, at least, because the Clemson's recruiting Richard Garage, and Garage is down to Clemson, Auburn, and Florida. He's a Florida commitment. I find it that interesting that Auburn was, I thought, kind of the leader. Well, ask Paul Strela how this has a big effect on Garage and moving forward. Ty Taylor, stay on course then. Okay. Thank you there, bro. Appreciate that. Here's a question for you, Zach. Have you seen the preseason opening games for next year?
No, sir.
Think about who you're buying. I'm going to pose this for you coming up later in the segment.
Okay.
Opening games next year. Remember this past year, it was awesome opening week.
Yeah, it was.
Let me refresh my memory who played in that one. In the opening week of week one of college football season.
Of course, the big one was Alabama and Florida State.
Yeah, and that was a good game. Not a great game, yeah, but it was a good game. Also, you had week one. You had I thought we had more, but I'm looking at it right now. Opening week of the season. Yeah, number one, Alabama. Number three, Florida State. You had Michigan and Florida. And as it turned out, Florida was terrible. Michigan wasn't very good. But Michigan and Florida played. LSU and BYU. Eh, wasn't a great game. Maybe it was a week, year before they had all these great games. I thought I had some good games at opening week. You had NC State, South Carolina was a really good game. You had Virginia and West Virginia was maybe the best game of the weekend. That was a good game. So you had some of these neutral site, trying to find one in here now too, neutral site games that, you know, really helped things out.
Michigan, Florida was supposed to be good, but it wasn't.
Turned out to be bad. UCLA and Texas A&M was a great game. Remember that one?
I do.
And then Tennessee, Georgia Tech was a really good game. Remember that one?
I do.
This year, you ready?
Hit me.
Hit me with your best shot. Pat Benatar, Columbia College. Michigan at Notre Dame.
Okay.
Well, why are people thinking Michigan's going to be like top 15 next year? What have they proved?
Michigan games
anyway,
anymore.
Michigan at Notre Dame. In Orlando, Florida, you have Alabama and Louisville. This would be a good game if Lamar Jackson would have returned. Since he didn't return, that's not a good game anymore, right? We're not going to count that one. You have App State at Penn State. No. Army, Duke. No. In Atlanta, Georgia, and this is what I'm going to call the early upset here. Not even sure about upset. Auburn and Washington. Washington will be favored in this. I'm going to say Washington beats Auburn in this one. Austin Peay at Georgia. Nah. I got one for you. Ole Miss, Texas Tech. That's interesting, at least. Kind of a Big 12, SEC kind of deal. I like this one a lot. I like Tennessee and West Virginia. Jeremy Pruitt's first game. West Virginia brings back Will Greer and David Sills. That's a kind of interesting game for you. Maryland and Texas play up in Landover. Eh. Now, the big games to me, there's two monsters Not Florida State, Alabama, but two monsters for opening game next year. On Sunday, LSU and Miami in Arlington, Texas. I like that one. Like that game?
Why are we playing that in Arlington?
Neutral site. And Monday, now this is weird because this is a home game rather than one of these neutral site games. Labor Day night. Massive game, in my opinion. Virginia Tech at Florida State. Open ACC opening up against each other. That's a big game, man, because you got Justin Fuentes trying to make his mark. All right? And in the end, what we're talking about here is the very first game for the new staff, Willie Taggart at Florida State. I like this game, man. I like this game an awful lot. Florida State and Clemson fans thinking about this. Let me get their schedule up here. Oh, by the way, the 2018 college football or ACC schedules come out at 2 o'clock today. Great news there. But Florida
State. You buying hotels today?
Huh?
You buying hotels today?
205 hotels, 215 flights.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
No chance.
Oh, yeah.
No chance.
Why not, man? You got to get them early.
You might buy the A&M stuff now.
But you can't buy the, I looked on Southwest, and Southwest does not go to September right now. You're going to limit reservations through August
right now. So why are you buying Southwest? Buy somebody else.
Southwest is much cheaper.
Yeah. Not always.
2018, bear with me a second here. Florida State has a very difficult schedule in Willie Taggart's first year. You ready?
Hit me.
A little win game for me. It is Wednesday, right?
It is.
A little win game Wednesday. Virginia Tech at home.
Win.
Plus.
At home?
Mm-hmm.
Tallahassee?
Mm-hmm.
With Francois back?
Yeah.
You win that game.
No. Virginia what? Tech.
2.5.
I'll take it.
You take 2.5 right there.
Yep.
Jeez.
Sanford at home.
Win.
Upset. No, yeah, you're right.
2-0.
No, these aren't in order here, but Northern Illinois at home.
Win.
At Notre Dame.
Loss.
Florida at home.
Win.
I agree there. The three other home games in the ACC, Boston College at home. Be careful.
You can win that game.
They crushed them last year.
You win that
game. Boston College is better this year.
You win that game.
I agree.
No, they lose Landry, don't they?
Yeah, but they bring back everybody. Clemson at home.
I think you lose.
I agree. Wake Forest at home.
I think you win.
Yeah, culture and expert things. Road games at Louisville.
Win. Louisville's going to be so bad.
They're going to be bad.
They're going to be terrible.
The three words that describe Louisville, stink.
Oh.
NC State on the road.
A W.
I agree.
W.
Syracuse on the road.
W.
I agree there. And how about Miami on the road?
Lost.
You're going 9-3. I'm going 8-4. Willie Taggart first year, which is an improvement from last year.
That's a decent first year.
But man, that's tough because you have Virginia Tech at Notre Dame at Miami, at Clemson at home. That's a tough schedule for Florida State.
They're beating Virginia Tech in the opener.
Maybe we'll see. I like Virginia Tech. I don't know. I think Virginia Tech and Justin Fuentes got something. God. Put it this way: in the preseason polls, on almost every one of the preseason polls, Virginia Tech is ranked ahead of Florida State, and there's way too early polls. But the game's in Tallahassee. They'll be fired up for it.
New coach, new regime.
Yeah.
Stud quarterback coming back. Let's do
Florida State. Let me give you this quickly here before a break. Florida State, I got a new website that tells me all of the depth charts. I love this website.
You want to share it?
Yep. Our Lads NFL Scouting Services, ourlads.com. All right. Let me give you Florida State. It's like a soccer website. Let me give you Florida State depth chart-wise and the issues. You ready for this? At wide receiver, Alden Tate left early. So what wide receivers you worried about a little bit? Naquan Murray a little bit. I don't really know any of these other wide receivers. The offensive line, you lose Rick Leonard, and that might be a good thing. But everybody else comes back, and that might not be a good thing. Ryan Izzo left early. The tight end left early. The quarterback battle will be between Francois and James Blackman. Jacques Patrick comes back. Cam Akers comes back. They'll be fine at tailback. Defensively, Brian Burns comes back. He's a great player. And DeMarcus Christmas comes back. Good player. Jalen Wilkerson leaves early. Derek Nnadi leaves early. Derek Nnadi was a senior. Josh Sweat leaves early. Roderick Hoskins graduated. Jacob Pugh graduated. The linebacker corps is depleted. Tavares McFadden left early. The big safety, number three, first round pick.
James.
Yeah, Derwin James leaves early. Trey Marshall graduates. Nate Andrews graduates. The secondary is depleted. They lose one, two, three, four. They lose the entire secondary. That's four. Now, they've recruited well with Stanford Samuels and Levante Taylor and some of those guys, but that's four, five, six, seven, eight. They lose nine starters on defense. I'm just telling you.
You're not high on old Florida State this year.
I think Florida State's going to be better than they were last year, but this will not be anything close to Florida State of a few years ago.
Not even close, huh?
No, haven't recruited as well and got to replace nine starters on defense. So, yeah. Don't believe in Florida State. I can tell you that. I do believe in Carolina Flooring Specialists, and I do believe that this weekend is a huge weekend for them. You know, one of the great things I love about this time of year?
What's that?
Is these, when these home and garden shows and remodeling shows and building shows and boat shows all come about. I'll give you away boat tickets tomorrow, by the way. Boat show tickets tomorrow.
Oh, man, can't wait for that.
That's signaling like that, man. We're starting to think about the spring a little bit. And I can tell you that at the Greenville Remodeling Expo, at the TD Convention Center in Greenville, coming up Friday from 2 until 7, Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., the folks are going to be there at the Greenville Remodeling Expo. So go by and see Carolina Flooring Specials. Now, let me give you some incentive. Everybody who goes by their booth is going to get a $200 discount card, which is a big percentage of what it cost. You get a $200 discount card. Mention my name, and you heard about it here on the show, and they're going to give you another $50 off. They're going to give you $250 off. Man, yeah, that's as good a deal as you'll ever see. Again, Carolina Flooring Specialist, call Tim Worley, 404-8158, 864-404-8158. They're doing some great stuff in Charleston and Columbia, too. But if you're in Greenville this weekend and you want to take advantage of this Greenville Remodeling Expo, the TD Convention Center, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, $250 off when you mention my name. What a great deal. We'll take a break. We'll come back. I have, I think maybe celebrity news, sports celebrity news at least. And then a look at the early entry winners and losers. 247 and CBS has an article out about who are the winners, who are the losers with guys that left early for the NFL draft. We'll give you that when you return. For more, it's Mickey Plata Show. We are 105.5 The Rule.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
We are always faced with making decisions every day. But have you considered the importance of some of those decisions? Take Social Security, for example. Did you know that when you begin Social Security could have a tremendous impact upon your retirement income for the rest of your life? What about how much you should save for retirement? Making an informed decision is in your best interest. Hi, my name is Greg Wells, and I'm one of the advisors at KOE Financial Group. Call me today, and I can help you make the right financial decisions. 654-5043.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements. No one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Hi, this is William Nichols from Scores Jewelers in Anderson. Our huge store closing and moving sale is moving into its final weeks here at Scores as we liquidate our current inventory in preparation for stocking all new lines and new merchandise at our brand new location this spring. The savings we have been offering have been huge, but with Valentine's Day right around the corner, it's time to go even deeper. Now you can save up to an incredible 80% off, plus I'll take an additional 25% off the sale price of specially marked engagement rings, diamond earrings, diamond pendants, and beautiful colored stone jewelry. We have one of the largest selections of finished engagement rings in the upstate, and they all must be sold. Beautiful diamond mountings finished off with gorgeous center diamonds ready and waiting for you to get down on one knee and propose, and now at even greater savings. Save up to 80% off, plus now take an additional 25% off on specially marked items during the final weeks at our huge store closing moving sale. Scores Jewelers in Anderson. I'm William Nichols, and I want to be your jeweler.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
If you dream of owning your own business but are overwhelmed at where to start or what to do, call JanPro. Whether it's extra income or starting a new career, JanPro will guide you, train you, support you the whole way. Just listen.
We made a very small investment into the business, but yet they took the time to train us and to teach us, you know, how to do what we were supposed to do and everything. And not only to train us, but they follow up with us.
Call 485-3053 or online at jan-prowc.com.
No one in South Carolina has more live and local sports than WCCP. No one. We are 105.5 The Roar.
Numbers matter to the folks at University Cottages and universitycottages.com. That's simple. That's easy. It's a 5-month lease or a 10-month lease rather than 12-month leases. That's fantastic because you don't want to pay for something you're not using. Other people make you pay 6 months and 12 months. You don't want that. So in the end, you're gonna love the folks at University Cottages. And that number too, that number that matters too is, you know, it changes and it goes up and down. So, but I can tell you, it's the most affordable for a brand new cottage of anywhere you're going to see. Not a townhome, not a condominium, not an apartment. These are your own cottages, and you're going to love it. And you're going to love all the amenities out there. It's fantastic when it comes to safety, when it comes to convenience. Ingalls Crossing is our latest project. To find out more about that one, it's University Cottages, 784-3400. The Numbers Matter segment today, Zach Orr, is Bill Belichick, boo, 2-3, and Nick Saban, 11-10. You're going, what? Las Vegas has a bet right now, Bovada.lv, that which coach will be the first to part ways with their team. Bill Belichick, -150. And 2-3. Nick Saban, +110, 11-10. So interesting that now you can bet on which one will not be with their current team.
Yeah, they'll take a bet on anything.
Yeah. I want some Tiger Woods bets coming up. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Don't let him contend for our Masters.
654-ROAR, 654-766.
What's that show like if he wins, by the way? I'm not Monday.
Hysteria. Euphoria. put on rubbing people's nose in it.
I have a list. Yeah. I have a list.
Yeah.
That's going to be bad.
You're compiling a list right now?
No, I have a list.
You do?
Yeah.
People can add to it by insulting you between now and next Thursday.
Absolutely.
Mr. Orr 24 on Twitter.
At me.
Dave's up next. Northern Communication phone lines in Simpsonville. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Good morning, Mick. Rain, sleet, or the snow from Snowstorm Inga will not stop me from calling in to 105.5 The Roar. You know, watching the game last night, it was, yeah, and I got on yesterday and beat my chest. Hey, we're going to win up there. And I really thought we had the chance. But when you saw the guy's demeanor out there, don't you think it was kind of more in a panic that they could not seem to settle into a comfort zone? And maybe that's all North Carolina up there in the Dean Dome. But they did. And Brad made the comment in his post game that Clemson went out and played a game. They didn't go out and play the game. And do you attribute that just to nerves, the environment? That's the biggest environment they're going to be in this season, unless you go to an NCAA tournament. So, you know, and it just, you hated to see that we could never get into any kind of comfort zone. And take your hats off to North Carolina. They're beastly on the floor in their own house. And I don't know that officiating had anything to do with it other than the fact that they threw it up and they made the calls. And, you know, hats off to that. I'll ask you this as well. Carolina beating Kentucky, is that a big win? Is that just another win because Kentucky does not look like Kentucky's of old? Or is South Carolina actually making any kind of noise here in the SEC heading into the end of the season? And shout out to Chad in Columbia on this snowy day. We need a Chad call. Mickey, have a great day.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the phone call. You already missed it. Chad called in earlier. You already missed that.
I get up earlier, man.
Yeah. I mean, you got it. If you want to.
If you're going to make calls for people.
That's right. You got to take care of that. First things first. I'm going to reel this. Clemson and North Carolina last night. Yeah, you give North Carolina a lot of credit. Tons of credit, as a matter of fact. With that said, the Tar Heels made more three-pointers and shot lights out. And it was their offense that really gave Clemson the hard time and giving them 87 points last night. The Tigers did not play well. They didn't handle the situation well. They looked out of sync. They played their worst first half of the year.
Yeah.
And didn't play very good defense, and it was a disappointing effort. Great combined effort. Spent all your energy coming back and making all those shots, but you couldn't stop them either. North Carolina's better.
I was kind of surprised by Vernell's post game, where he just flat, you know, we couldn't play defense tonight. Like that was just his explanation. We couldn't play defense.
Well, they didn't.
I know. I was surprised. Yeah. Why? What happened between?
I don't know.
Between last game and this one.
I don't know because on paper, now we are talking about the number two RPI team in the country, North Carolina, right now.
Yes, now number two.
Right.
Previously number four or five?
Right, five. But with that said, here's the issue. This is not a terribly difficult team to guard. May is, if you're long enough and athletic enough to do it, May's guardable. Barry shoots it from his chest. He's guardable. But you got to have, I mean, you know, talent to do it. And then all those role players. I mean, let's just face it. Pinson can't throw it in the ocean right now. Cameron Johnson's a good player. But that's not typical North Carolina. And Kenny Williams is a good player. That's not typical North Carolina. Brandon Robinson is a good player. That's typical not North Carolina. It's just not a... This is a good North Carolina team. It's just not a great North Carolina team. I said it earlier. I think this is a team, maybe a Sweet 16 team, maybe a team that finishes, you know, third or fourth in the league. But to me, it's pretty clear that Duke and Virginia are just better than North Carolina. This is a team that won't win the ACC. It won't win the, you know, won't be a top seed. It'll be a three or four seed. I guess is all said and done. I'm not very high on North Carolina. Normally, North Carolina throws these two big post players at you, and they're long on the wings and athletic, and I don't know. This team doesn't have that.
I thought that May kid was decent last night.
He was good.
Took an elbow to the face on his own teammate.
Yeah, he was solid.
It's a gnarly little scar he had from that.
Yeah. 11 points. You know, he's their best player so far this season. And Barry's a really good point guard. That being said, this team doesn't look like Duke. It doesn't look like Virginia. This team doesn't look like, you know, an elite team. This is kind of a rebuilding year for North Carolina basketball.
They still kicked your butts last night.
Well, they're better. It's a better program. Like, it's typical of
it's a humbling experience.
Wake Forest or facing Virginia Tech or facing somebody. This is not what we do. That is what they do. This is their deal. It's their sport. They're better than you.
A humbling experience last night.
But you knew going in. You're an 8-point underdog going in. You lost by 8. That's what you thought. It was going to be about like that. That North Carolina's just better than Clemson. I will tell you this, though. I think Clemson has a chance to beat them down here. Coming up in 12 days or so.
You got to put a hand in somebody's face at some point.
You got to guard.
You're going to have to.
I find it hard that when you mention these great halves. Clemson scored 56 points in the second half last night. They shot
67.
Yeah, shot.
No, 60.
Shot 61% from the field. Made 8 of.
67 from the line, wasn't it?
Yeah, 67 from the line. Made 8 of 16 three-pointers. But they gave up 9 three-pointers. You know, when you fall in love with that offense and you get away from your defense and who you are, that it's a bad formula.
Well, you had to throw everything in the kitchen sink at them in the second half just to make it respectable to climb back into that game.
Yeah.
You're down 15 at halftime.
I think last night was a great lesson to the fellas that as good as you want to play on offense, if you don't play defense, you can get your butt kicked. And sometimes you kind of need that reminder. As far as South Carolina goes, the Gamecocks are playing better in the last 2 weeks, last week or so. A nice win against Kentucky. Kentucky is, the question was this a good South Carolina team now or is Kentucky down? A little bit of both. Much like North Carolina, Kentucky is this is not your typical Kentucky team. And the spread last night, that game was only 1 or pick 'em there at the end. But a nice win against Georgia. And a nice win against Kentucky. The problem with the Gamecocks is the guard play will eventually catch up with them too. 11-6 overall now, 3-3 in the SEC. They are predicted to go 14-16 and 6-12 in the SEC. Pretty kind of a rough finish here. They have let me see where we are here. Coming up, they have Tennessee. That'd be tough. At Florida be tough. They have Texas Tech. That'd be obviously very difficult. They have Mississippi State. They can win that game. At A&M would be tough. At Arkansas, that'd be tough. Florida at home, you can win that one. At Tennessee, that'd be tough. Auburn would be difficult. The schedule gets very, very difficult for South Carolina. And right now, 47 RPI after going up 8 spots last night. But the bottom line is it's not an NCAA tournament team. It's South Carolina. Guard play is going to hold them down. Shane's in Greenville. Shane was at the game last night. Good morning, Shane. Thanks for calling in. How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for taking my call. 3 observations. One is North Carolina is extremely they're just much better than us on perimeter defense.
Yes.
Their overplay was outstanding, and it just frustrated our guards. Two issues I see from last season that have not been corrected is in big games, Grantham just disappears. I really wanted to know why he didn't get on the bus and come from Clemson, North Carolina, because he just was non-existent last night. And the third observation is when Eli Thomas is in big games, his foul trouble woes continue. But when he can stay out of foul trouble, North Carolina had no answer for him. And maybe a fourth one. What happened to our free throw shooting? I mean, my goodness, we were a good free throw shooting team until last night. I mean, those are my 4 takeaways from the game.
Hey, Shane, I got about 30 seconds. Let me ask you, atmosphere last night, it didn't appear to be like this raucous atmosphere. Was it good, decent, great? How was the atmosphere?
it was great, and I told my son, I said, it's hard not to be impressed with this place. Look at all these banners. Here, the loudest it got 103 decibels when they put something up on the marquee canceling school at University of North Carolina for today. That was the loudest it got, 103 decibels.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I appreciate the phone call, Shane. Thanks an awful lot. I'll touch on all those after the break. Well, let me touch on quickly here. They overplayed in the passing zones last night. That was a factor. Clemson looked rattled and turned the ball over way too many times. Grantham, 1-for-9 from the field. That certainly hurt Clemson. And in free throw shooting, the Tigers have been great at free throw shooting. Way too many missed free throws last night. Missed 7 free throws and lost by 8. So that was a big factor. And finally, Eli Thomas stayed out of foul trouble because you're right. They didn't have any answer for him. I don't know why they didn't go to him in the first half. They just got away from it and should have gone to him a little bit more. We'll come back. Jimmy and Spartberg, hang on. We'll come straight to your phone calls, your texts, your tweets. Man, we'd love for you to come back. It is a snowy Wednesday.